ngayon ay kumikita rin sa palitan ng pera.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, naririto na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po is Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon pong muli. Tatlo pa lang po kaming nandito sa studio ngayon, pero mamaya darating po ang iba pa naming mga kasama. Katulad po ng mga nakaraang mga linggo, we do our best to bring you the best that we can. Kahit na umuulan, mainit, malamig, malumlum, o at ano pa mang panahon na mayroon tayo. Siyempre po, ano ngayon, unang linggo ng Mayo, kumbaga sa atin sa Pilipinas, ano ito, buwan ng mga fiesta. Maraming mga, lalo na yung mga Flores de Mayo na sinasagawa ng sa bawat bayan-bayan. Pero dito po sa New Zealand, lalo na dito sa Auckland, meron din po tayong mga ganyan. Pinangungunahan po siyempre ng ating Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy. Meron silang Flores de Mayo ngayong buwan. At ihahatid po namin sa inyo ang update niyan once na alam na namin ang eksaktong lugar. Kumusta, Kuya Cesar?
Ay, magandang hapon po, Tito Birds. Siyempre, magandang hapon po sa lahat ng ating mga dear listeners ng ating programang Samusari dito sa Auckland. At kagaya ng nasabi po niyo, Tito Birds, buwan ng Mayo ngayon. So, ibang feelings ng pag dumarating ang buwan ng Mayo dahil marami kapestahan. So, sa palagay ko, sa ating bansa, sa Pilipinas, ay nagdiriwang na po sila. Nag-umpisa na sila maganda para sa itong nasabi nyo kanina, buwan ng Santa Cruzan, gano'n, mm-hmm. Diba, Tito Birds?
Oo. At syempre pa, buwan din ang mga bulaklak yan. Dahil halos tuwing Sunday, nag-o-offer ang mga dalaginding, mga kabataan ng bulaklak sa ating mahal na ina, lalo na kung tayo ay Katoliko. Talagang kinaugalian po yan. Every Sunday yan, nag-o-offer sila ng bulaklak sa ating mahal na ina.
Sa ibang bansa ay pinagdiriwang nila yung Cinco de Mayo.
Oo.
Meron ba tayo dito sa New Zealand yung two-thirds?
Meron din. Joke ito.
Cinco de Mayo, siyempre yung, kung ikaw kami yung meaning, Cinco de Mayo, yung translation is the 5th of May.
Oo, 5th of May. Kaya itong sasabihin ko, joke yan, in the sense na sa atin dito sa radyo, nakaugalian natin na basta't Cinco de Mayo, birthday kasi yan ni Kuya Jun. ni Kuya Jun ang ating karagdagan at karagdagang ulat at balitang palaro, walang iba kung hindi si Kuya Jun Bailon, na ngayong mga panganahon ay nagpapahinga dahil nag-iba ang kanyang mga schedule kaya hindi siya natin nakakasama dito sa radyo. But Kuya Jun, saan ka man naroroon, nagtatrabaho ka man, una sa bahay ka man, o kasama ka ng iyong pamilya, maligayang kaarawan. Birthday mo ngayon.
Oh, birthday ni Kuya Boy ngayon.
Kuya Jun.
Ayan. Namimiss natin si Kuya Jun. Maalala ko siya yung ating reporter noon.
Pero ang 5 de Mayo yata sa atin ay yung, hindi naman Labor Day. Labor Day kasi ay May 1st.
May 1st,
Pero meron talaga tayong, parang araw din ng mga manggagawa. Meron po tayong napaka-special na bisita ngayong hapong ito. Ang isa po ito sa mga pinakamagagaling na mga batang second generation ng mga Pilipinong dinayo dito, na dumating dito sa atin sa New Zealand. Siyempre pa po,
may mga bisita tayo ata ngayon.
Isa lang po itong bisitang ito, pero inaasahan po namin na ang pagiging bisita niya ay tuloy-tuloy na. Hindi lamang bisita kung hindi maging kasama namin dito sa radyo.
Well,
kasi siyempre po,
puro
volunteer lang kami at gusto namin magkaroon ng mga bagong dugo. Kasi talaga naman po totoo yun, tumatanda na kami. So yung aming mga buto, lumalambot na.
Tito verse naman.
Ayan. So, ang atin pong bisita ngayong hapon, ito nga po, sinabi ko, ay second generation Filipino at talagang achiever ito. Mamaya po ihahatid ko sa inyo yan. Pero nag-iisang anak po ito ng mag-asawang parehong achiever din. At ang katunayan po, kahit na ang batang ito ay nag-iisang anak, achiever ito at hindi ito yung spoiled na bata na magdi-demand ng ganito or spoiled dahil nag-iisang anak dapat ay ganito. Hindi po, pero ang totoo po siya ang natusunod sa kanila kasi siya kaysa isa. Pwede niyang diktahan ang nanay at tatay niya kasi po may ibubuga ang batang ito.
Okay. Well, welcome na natin siya para hindi manabik ang ating mga listeners kung sino siya.
Ito po si Shine Beltran.
Wow, hello Shine. Welcome to Samosari. Yes, please.
Thank you for the introduction. Pasensya na po. My Tagalog is not the very best, but I'm trying to learn as much as I can. But
well, it's our parang it's an honor for us to be here to be our one of our volunteer called volunteer. So your mom is pure Filipino?
Oh, both my parents are Filipino.
Okay.
Both of them are engineers.
Can you tell us something about yourself?
I'm currently a student at the University of Auckland. I study a conjoint degree of arts and global studies. So that means that I major in politics and global environment and sustainable development. And I also study Spanish.
Spanish?
Yes.
Wow. Something's very interesting. Yeah?
It is.
Well, Tito Birds, may marami pa tayong gustong tanungin at i-welcome na natin si Shine. I'm sorry.
Shina, actually.
Okay.
Shina, ano yung second name?
Shania Faye po.
Shania Faye Beltran. Ang parents nito ay si Rio Beltran, siyang unang-unang presidente ng Uragons, New Zealand. Yan ay samahan ng mga Bicolano dito sa Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Engineer and hindi lang bastang engineer. Batikang engineer ito, kailan lang na-promote siya.
Wow.
And ginagawa niya lang na parang Quiapo at Santa Mesa ang kanyang trabaho, ang
galing
New Zealand at ibang bansa.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. And then, ang kanyang nanay, si Rosemary Beltran, engineer din. And ang unang-unang, ang gustong-gusto ko talagang i-share sa inyo na achievement nito ni Rosemary, or Jing sa amin sa mga Bicolano, ay ang pagiging isa niya sa mga engineer na na mahala ng Waterview Tunnel. And tingnan ko lang kung nakalusot ako kay Sian. Tingnan natin kung ma-share niya ang iba pang achievements ng kanyang nanay, kasi we want to give tributes to the mothers dahil May 11 is Mother's Day. Umpisahan na natin ngayon kasi Mayo na.
Ayan. Ano, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day pala sa lahat.
Sa May 11 pa, Kuya
Cesar.
May 12 actually. May 11 nga yata. Kailan nga ba?
Dito sa New Zealand.
May 12, Sunday.
Oh, iba ibang mga date, no? Sa Pilipinas, iba ata rin yung date ng celebration ng Mother's Day.
Mm-mm.
Sa US is May 12.
May 12 din dito. Pilipinas lang yata ang iba, kasi kahit sa pareho lang. Father's Day yata ang iba, ano? Yan.
Bakit yan ay ibang Father's Day? There's something there, no? Hindi pinagsabay, no?
But abang Manang Trini, bumati ka muna at ikaw ay nandito na.
Ang ganda-ganda naman ang dilag natin.
Ay, ano ba yan? Pasensya na po kayo, nakuhin na late. Of course, maayong hapon ka rin yung tanan. Thank you, Tita Bridge at Kuya Cesar. And of course, maganda na aming guest ngayon. Guest for now, pero I hope andito na siya sa atin. Hey, kasama na natin. But anyway, marami pong salamat sa inyong kanunay nga pagsunod sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini, of course. Nandito tayo hanggang 5:20, ano? Ayan, at marami po akong inihinda sa inyo. Kami pala, nahinda ako. But I'll talk to you later, yeah?
Yes.
Siyempre pa, through Shine, ipagyayabang ko rin po na ang mga Pilipino dito na pag nag-aral sa university, mostly ang first choice natin siyempre ay ang University of Auckland. Dahil alam na nating lahat, ang University of Auckland ang talagang sort of pinakang talagang very prominent na university dito sa Auckland. And katulad ni Shine, ako rin nung kapanahunan ko, nag-member din ako ng Amnesty International. But I know that Shine did much more and even more, even better than I did.
Wow.
Because you are now, I think, the
Vice President po.
Vice President. Yan. Can you please tell us more about that?
It's only recent, but I joined Amnesty International at Auckland Uni last year. And I spent the year doing the role of campaigns manager, and then this year I applied for the job as vice president. So that's been really interesting. It's only just starting, but our president herself is also a Filipina, and
very
we have quite
good.
A few Filipina women in the group as well. So that's
you are at home, definitely.
Apo. It's really easy to get along and everything.
Yes, very good. Manang Trini, alam ko meron ka ring somehow connection with Shine pagdating naman sa kanyang high school involvement in the community. And alam ko nagkaroon ka ng kaunting tawag nito, connection sa buhay ni Shine as a high school student.
Ay, oo. Kilala ko na po ang dalagang ito since high school pa, of course. Ilang taong, anong year ka na sa uni, Shine?
Third year
na, ha? Shoot, that's long. Ano ka doon? Year 13 ba yun? O?
Kasi starting year 12.
Year 12, yes. So, kasi, you know, alam naman ni Shine kasi at saka sa mami ni Shine na ako'y nasa cultural. Of course, I'm very big on promoting our culture. So, tinutulungan ko po sila, but they are actually doing well just on themselves, really. They manage to do the dance themselves, that kind of thing. So all I'm actually helping them with is just the basics, so mga cultural, which is really, really good. And I had really, and I'm very proud pag mga ganyang, the younger generations is promoting our own culture. Kasi, you know, we're not getting any younger, Tita Verge. So we need someone like Shine will continue yung ano natin, yung tradition natin at mga culture natin. Ayan, oo. Ay, alam na alam itong baba, dalagag ito.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. Actually, meron akong gustong basahin tungkol kay Shine. Ang problema, eh, itong nakakayang aminin, pero itong aking smartphone na dapat ay in-check, di dapat ay mas smart kaysa akin, eh, hindi ko mabuksan eh. So, buksan mamaya natin pa ng kaunti. Oo. In the meantime, Kuya Cesar, magparinig ka nga please ng magandang awitin tungkol para sa ating mga mothers.
Well, para sa ating mga mothers, at siyempre hindi lang sa mga mothers, sa lahat pong nakikinig po ngayon, itong awitin na nakaready sa akin is para sa lahat. And itong mga awit na ito, kung matatandaan po nyo, siya yung isa sa mga finalists or kabataang Pilipinong idol, si Juan Carlos. Maalala mo yung awitin ng Buwan. Ito yeah po yung siya.
JC Bisaya yan.
Yan. Taga Cebu.
Yes.
Yan. Para po sa inyo lahat. Buwan.
Ako'y sa'yo, ikaw ay akin. Ganda mo sa paningin. Ako ngayon nag-iisa. Sana ay tabihan na. Sa ilalim ng puting ilaw, sa dilaw na buwan, pakinggan mo ang aking sigaw. Sa papasaya at makakasama hanggang sa pagtanda. Halina tayo'y humiga sa akin sa ilalim ng puting ilaw, sa dilaw
Ikaw si Nina. Sa sales ang trabaho ko. Mula sa katapusan ng Mayo hanggang katapusan ng Hulyo, ipapaalam ng Inland Revenue kung tama ang naibayad kong buwis. Marahil tama naman ang aking binayad, pero mabuting alam ko ang aking kinatatayuan. At kung ano man ang sobrang buwis na naibayad ko, otomatikong ibabalik sa bangko ko? Magandang balita yan.
Simula sa taong ito, ang proseso ng pagbabalik ng sobrang buwis na ibinayad mo ay magiging otomatiko. Para malaman kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito, pumunta sa changingforyou.ird.govt.nz. Inland Revenue, changing for you.
Ayan, and bago po tayo mag-local news, andito po ang magandang balita galing kay Tita Edith. Of course, the Philippine Earth Travel Specials. Ito po ngayon ang specials natin. Flying Malaysian Airlines, 799 lang po, Manila return. And ito po ay magtatapos ngayong Mayo 8. Please note on these specific departure dates. Limited lang po talaga ang mga seats na available nito. Now you can, the travel dates are now until 14th of June 2019, and then blackout dates, and then after the blackout dates that will be the 9th of July to the 6th of December, and then blacked out dates na naman, and then the 8th of January to the 31st of March 2020. Ang routing po nito is Auckland via Kuala Lumpur to Manila and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes. Pricing po is subject to availability, particularly during school holiday periods. Now, terms and conditions apply and seats are strictly subject to availability. Ang child and infant fare po ay 75% for over 2 years old and 10% for under 2s. Book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form and email or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call on 0800 11 11 31 during business hours lang po yan, Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tapos meron din silang another special, Tita Verge. Mm-hmm. Shall we get Shine to share this?
Yep.
With everyone.
Do I get to read this out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our other specials, Cathay Pacific. So what is this? Manila,
Sydney, yes.
Clark, or Davao, return from 949 New Zealand dollars.
Yes.
You can fly from Auckland or Christchurch, and that's seasonally to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao. Sales end on the 6th of December 2019. There are blackout dates on this airfare, so please note on these specific departure dates. The 1st of May to the 30th of November 2019, and the 7th of January to the 31st of March 2020. The routing as well?
Yeah.
That's Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, and vice versa. And Christchurch via Sydney and Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, subject to availability and seasonality. A return economy class airfare valid for 3 months. Pricing is subject to availability, particularly around and during school holiday periods. The airfare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage, and 7 kg hand carry. Terms and conditions apply, and seats are strictly subject to availability. For stopovers are permitted in one direction only, Hong Kong, taxes to be collected. Child and infant fare, accompany child 2 to 11 years is 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infants without a seat under 2 years old is 10% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. You can book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz. That's reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call on 0800 11 11 31. During business hours from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Awesome. Magkano yan siya, Shine?
949.
Yan. Andiritso na yan sa Clark or Cebu or Davao. Ayan po. Dalawang magandang specials ngayon from Tita Edith. Just call them para sa mga available departure dates nila. Mm-hmm. And of course, here comes our local news. Now, this is probably a really good news for us who loves burgers and donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Better Burgers have created Donut Burger.
Mm. Wow.
Are they any good? Yan ang tanong. So, this Nadia Tulich and Chris Mariner, dalawang tao, they try Better Burger's donut burger. It's a donut and it's a burger.
Too tasty. Matamis at malat.
Yan. Two tasty classics from opposite ends of the flavor spectrum have been mushed into one by Oakland Burger Restaurant, Better Burger. Mm-hmm. We are intrigued, sabi ni Nadia and Chris. For one, it could be a Rachel Green trifle fail. First, there's a layer of lady fingers, then jam, then custard, which I made from scratch, then raspberries, more lady fingers, then beef, sauteed with peas and onions, then a little bit of custard and bananas. So it's like dessert and mains, parang pinagsama. So the Herald was delivered three of these sweet, savory anomalies for review. Ito, sabi nila. Taste tester and longtime burger fan, Chris invited Nadia, who admitted off-camera to having already eaten a burger for breakfast, to join him in trialing the new creation. Well, Nadia expressed concern that the donut might detract from the integrity of the burger. They were immediately impressed by what they unwrapped. Thick yellow cheese oozing from between two meaty patties with a salty pickle, all encased in sweet glazed donut rings. Chris went in first. His reaction, a series of approving groans, was both concerning and encouraging. Nadia, after a single bite, declared, "This is amazing." Regaining composure, Chris asked, "Why was there ever any debate that a burger made from a donut wouldn't be any good?" So they rated that. Nadia rated it solid 8.5 out of 10. And Chris actually rated it 9. So the donut burger will cost you $11. And it's only available from Better Burger stores for the month of April. So parang trial lang siguro ito.
April,
nila,
tapos na.
May tapos na pala. But I am hoping that they will have to continue that. However, a spokesperson tells the Herald that may be available for longer. If it's a raging success, we have a feeling it might be. So there are 5 Better Burgers locations throughout Oakland. I think there's 3 in town. Bittermart and...
For the university students?
That's where I'm going this week.
Yeah. I imagine that you should... I would love to try that too. $11, that's just middle range. I mean, you know, you pay that for Macca's anyway and Wendy's and that kind of thing. So... Awesome. So that's good news. That's our local news this afternoon.
So have you got the addresses at least of the location where they sell it?
There is one in Vulcan Lane and also one in Britomart. I don't know. I don't know where they are in Britomart, but there's also one in the airport. Oakland Airport and Mount Eden. Then I can't remember where's the other one.
Where in Mount Eden?
I can't. Google it, please.
Google
it's Better Burgers Oakland.
Better Burgers Oakland.
Yeah, like...
Google it.
And Google it. And
definitely there is one in Vulcan Lane in the city.
In the city.
And one at Britomart.
Correct. Yeah.
And one at the Auckland Airport.
Yes.
One in Mount Eden.
Mount Eden. Yeah.
Google nyo po at padalhan nyo rito kami. And one more. I am dying to taste it. Kasi...
Yes.
I am not really a burger fan.
But you're a donut
fan.
From
time to time, I like the beef patty.
Yeah.
And the donut, I am intrigued with the lady fingers. With being part of the donut.
The lady fingers is just a comparison of that famous cook or the dessert maker, the person.
There is no lady finger there?
No, no, that's just like making lady fingers and, you know, like the trifle.
I see.
Rachel Green's trifle fail. Yun ang sabi nila. Kung hindi ito successful, para daw trifle ni Rachel Green na they put layers of lady fingers. Fingers, then custard, and then jam, and then agad-agad lagyan mo siya ng minced beef, obviously. Kasi ganyan daw ang comparison ng donut burger.
Yeah.
Para lang bang ano?
But this one, what is the component of the what is the donut component?
It is actually
of this
a donut.
Donut lang
donut
talaga.
Lang siya. Oo. Donut lang siya talaga.
So wala siyang cream.
So medyo sweet. Wala siyang ibang ano, donut glazed lang siya, sweet. Maybe there is sugar glazing on it, pero hindi siya parang icing, hindi. Parang
hindi glazed. Flavored ng donut.
Plain donut lang siya with burgers inside.
So instead of the usual burger
bun,
bun, donut yung labas niya.
Yes, donut ang labas. Gusto mo yan kay Cesar, di ba?
Siyempre, masarap yan eh.
Oh, initing pagkain, alam ko.
Sana dala kayo.
Yun nung, sana nag-ano tayo. We have to try that.
Natataka ako.
Yes. That's so cool.
Well, so, I think, ayaw kong mangako kasi baka mapako eh. Yun, yung gusto ko.
Ay, mangako si Tito Verse magdadala next week.
Okay.
Wow.
Hindi man niya nakaka-drive.
Yun na nga ang iniisip ko eh. Saan ako bababa? Mag-train ako.
Hindi man niya nakaka- Hindi pa ngayon.
Hindi
pag
pa
nag-drive
ngayon.
Ka na, Tita Verge.
Okay.
Okay.
Eh, kasi nakakataka me. Masarap sigurong tingnan, natikman yan eh.
Yeah. But you can, are you back to work? Hindi pa?
Hindi pa.
Pa. Okay. Okay. Si Shine, makatikim yan. Of course. Kasi
from
nasa yun
university.
Yan.
From university.
Yeah. Do you still fully understand sa Tagalog, Shine?
I can understand Tagalog, but I'm still trying to learn as much Tagalog as I can.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can speak properly.
I'm trying to learn, but and then Bicolano for me is kind of
even
a must
easier.
Cause, but I'm trying my best. Yeah. I can understand.
So your mom and dad is Bicolano?
Yeah, both of them.
Ah, okay. Shame, isn't it? Na hindi nila. You know, using it at home.
They are using.
They
it.
They are.
Oh, okay.
Every time when I was a kid, every time like I'd try and like speak Tagalog, they just like kind of like giggle at me. Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to speak it.
But do you understand Bicolano?
Apa.
Yes.
Yes. That's okay. That's all the main. That's the main thing. Because once you understand it, and when you get older, you kind of analyze it more, and it goes, I understand what they're saying, so maybe I can say it. Parang si James Codin. Yeah.
The thing is, like when every time I go to the Philippines with my parents, it's like maybe give it 2 or 3 days and then I'm back to being fluent in Tagalog.
Yeah,
so it's like osmosis.
Correct. I think it's just being in the put in the environment and then you pick it up really quick.
Meron po tayong community news. Basically it's no longer news dahil alam na ninyo ito.
Yes.
Alam na po ninyo dahil lumabas na yan sa Facebook that we have our first Filipino MP, former Consul General Attorney Paulo Garcia, and he will be delivering his maiden speech in Parliament, I think on May 29. He will be sworn in as the Member of Parliament already. Yeah.
For what, Tita Rich? What area?
Hindi ko pa alam kung anong area, pero I believe it is as a list MP.
Okay.
There was an MP who resigned, and obviously because of the MMP
system.
Even if he was, I think, far down on the list.
On the list,
he's gone up on the list.
He's gone up on the list, and he was the most qualified. That is why he it was given to him.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So, congratulations, MP Paulo Garcia. Obviously, we are very proud that the Filipinos now in New Zealand have got our own MP.
Mm-hmm.
And as what he was written at, what he has written in Facebook posts, that he is representing not only the Filipino migrants, but all migrants in New Zealand, and obviously Kiwis as well.
Yeah.
All of us.
So that's about
because
everybody.
That is how it should be.
Of course.
Ayan. So congratulations again, and we will give you a more precise report pag natanggap ko na ang everything about it. All I know is yun lang na nakita ko sa Facebook. and napag-usapan ng grupo. Yan.
Cool. Ayan. May ano, di ba may news ka rin about, may community news din tayo for our tawag ng tanghalan.
Yes. Coverage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totoo po yan kasi yan po ang ating Philippine Independence Day celebration for this year through the auspices of CAPO, the Council of Auckland Philippine Organizations. Magkakaroon po ng tawag ng tanghalan version na ang tawag natin ngayon ay Search for Gintong Tinig 2019. Yan po ay original Filipino music. At yan ay gaganapin sa Teatatu Community Teatatu Community Center
Peninsula?
Mali. Teatatu Peninsula Community Center Kotoko Heron Room. Ibig sabihin po nito, Teatatu Road yan, but if you are coming from the city, Teatatu South yung pakaliwa, Teatatu Peninsula yung pakanan. And doon yan, nandoon yung Teatatu Community Center after the roundabout.
There is a roundabout there.
Yeah. And after the maliit na shopping center. Mm.
Next to the library yan. Diba?
Next to the library, yes. Mag-start po yan ng 6 o'clock. Siyempre pa, ang programa po will run like this. Contest muna. There will be 10 contestants. So, in between the singing of the contests, siyempre po may mga judges yan, mayroong cultural presentation pero kaunti lang. May siyempre Filipino national dance, may Filipino folk songs, and siyempre may speech. We are expecting that our ambassador will join us, and hopefully mayroon pa tayong ma-invite na iba pang say ethnic communities MP or whatever, or minister. And ang pinakang highlight po niyan ay mayroong disco ang community. Fundraising event po ito, and napakamura po ng ticket, $10.
Yes.
Pero kayo na ang bibili ng pagkain nyo.
Yes.
Magkakaroon po tayo doon ng isang vendor na hindi lang Filipino food na katulad ng mga minudo, pansit, dinuguan, barbecue or whatever, meron din silang lechon at iba.
Nice.
Pa, may mga kakanin.
Yes.
Kanya-kanyang bilihan na lang po yan kasi naman napakamura nung $10.
Yes.
E nag-fundraising po tayo because that is in preparation for our hosting of the Filipino National Reunion na gaganapin dito sa Auckland sa October 2020.
Yan.
And kaya po iniimbitahan kayong lahat. Ngayon, tungkol po sa singing contest na ito, nandoon po sa CAPO NZ na website ang rules for, or general rules for the search for Gintong Tinig. Simple lang. Simple lang ang rules. Pero kailangan may rules tayo dahil we are at least 30,000 Filipinos dito sa Auckland. Eh kung dagsaan po kami ng 100 aplikante, ano lang po ngayon ito, unang subok, uulitin po natin ito next year. Pero unang subok, eh kung 100 ang contestants, kukulangin tayo sa oras. So 10 lang ang pipiliin natin. So, kung ang contestants obviously ay sumobra sa 10, definitely, mayroong audition.
Priyan.
And depende rin dun sa dami ng contestants, magiging 2 araw ang audition magkasunod. Para po fair sa lahat ng nagpakahirap na mag-apply.
Of course.
Hindi mahirap ang mag-apply, but siyempre, dahil bago pa lang natin ginawa ito ng ganitong may rules, dati yan, nagpatawag ng tanghalan na rin tayo noon, done by yours truly, years back. And nakayari din tayo, ang gaganda na yung premyo natin. Pero, ano yun? Walang rules yun. Parang karaoke style.
Mm-hmm.
Ito po hindi. Talagang parang tawag ng tanghalan ito na ginagawa sa Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm.
Na sa dami nga ng hopefuls, adaan sila sa audition. Mm-hmm. Para pagdating po sa araw na ito na iyon, June 15, Saturday po yan, eh very smooth ang ating program at walang maaaring makapagreklamo dahil nandun lahat ang kasagutan sa rules and lahat na sumali are bound by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Simpleng rules lang po yan, but we have to come up with the rules, mm-hmm, para maganda ang resulta. Yeah. But ang pinakang maganda nga po ay may sayawan. Siguro from 10 o'clock pa lang sayawan na yan hanggang alas 12. So
yan.
$10 po yan ang tickets sa mga Kapu members. Siyempre po nandyan ang mga Bicolanos, siyempre member ng Kapu, Peña Francia and Dragon Group, Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Society, Filipino Society, Pinoy Golfers Club, Filipino Society, Knights of Rizal, Katilingbang Bisaya ng New Zealand, tatlong grupo ng basketball, PBA, Auckland, West 7, UFSCA, New Zealand, North Shore, and iba't iba pang grupo na member ng Kapu.
Marami pang iba.
Marami pang iba. Kaya huwag po kayong mag-atubili na bumili ng ticket. Mura lang po yan. Masasayahan tayo. Malaki po yung venue, so at maganda ang tugtugin. So please come and join us and let us be a Filipino for a day through and through. Talaga kasi Filipino food, Filipino singing, Filipino dancing. Yeah, welcome po kayong lahat.
Anong Filipino dancing ka mo?
Oo, tinikling.
Habang so, nag-disco
na, nagtisinikling.
Ang disco natin is Filipino dancing. Ano ba yan, Tita Verge? Huwag naman. Mag-break dance pa naman na sana ako.
Ano hindi, yan? Kasama yan dyan. Break dancing.
Ayan. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And a lot of the community already is fully aware of the Tawag ng Tanghalan kasi I have met a couple of my friends today, which I haven't seen for a very long time. Rodel Cabana, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Rodel and Pat Amiskwa, they're all advocating that coast, yeah. Tita Vig, so which is
fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah. Rodel Cabana was my winner before when I did Tawag ng Tanghalan.
There you go.
And he won a return trip to the Philippines.
Ayan. Sabi ko sa kanya, hi, you sali ka na naman sa Tawag ng Tanghalan, ha? Sabi niya, yes, sinabi ni Pat sa akin, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I didn't have a lot of time talking to him, so sorry, Rodel.
Mag-Philippine News tayo, Kuya Cesar?
Yes.
Add muna. Mm-hmm.
Ako po si Nina. Sa sales ang trabaho ko. Mula sa katapusan ng Mayo hanggang katapusan ng Hulyo, ipapaalam ng Inland Revenue kung tama ang naibayad kong buwis. Marahil tama naman ang aking binayad, pero mabuting alam ko ang aking kinatatayuan. At kung ano man ang sobrang buwis na naibayad ko, otomatikong ibabalik sa banko ko. Magandang balita yan.
Simula sa taong ito, ang proseso ng pagbabalik ng sobrang buwis na ibinayad mo ay magiging otomatiko. Para malaman kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito, pumunta sa changingforyou.ird.govt.nz. Inland Revenue, changing for you.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. Public satisfaction for Duterte's government reaches record high, SWS mentioned. Public satisfaction with the national government under President Duterte reached a record high in the first quarter of 2019, according to the survey conducted by Social Weather Stations SWS. The survey conducted from March 28th to the 31st with the results released on Friday night showed that 81% of the 1,440 respondents were satisfied with the general performance of the current administration. 9% were dissatisfied, while 10% said they were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, resulting in a net satisfaction rating of excellent, 72+. This is 6 points above the very good, which is plus 66. And of course, obtained in the last survey conducted in December 18. It was also 2 points above the previous record of excellent plus 70 in December 2017. The net satisfaction rating is the rounded off difference between those who said they are satisfied and dissatisfied with the performance of the national government. EastWS classifies net satisfaction ratings at least plus 70 as excellent. With the president's recent record high satisfaction rating, Malacanang urged critics to stop questioning his competence in handling government affairs. Our countrymen's towering satisfaction in favor of our hardships and attainments is a hard slap on the face of the opposition and our detractors who, from day one, never gave the leadership of President Duterte a chance to show them his competence in administering the nation's affair, Panelo said.
Mm-hmm. At narito po naman, isang magandang balita ng tawag dito kasi news ito eh. Doon po sa mga nakakaalam, napakagandang pag-usapan ito. So, healthy na pag-usapan. Pag-usapan po ninyo sa inyong mga grupo-grupo o pamipamilya.
O kaiba yan.
Kakaiba ito. Yeah. Dating apps, dating apps bear risks. Tinagalog ko siya eh.
Galing mo, Tita Virgia.
Challenges in meeting people online. People who use dating applications may find themselves facing various challenges in establishing long-term relationships with people they meet online, according to a professor, interpersonal communication at the University of the Philippines, or UP, Mary Jeanette Pinson of the UP Department of Speech, Communication, and Theater Arts, said the launch of a new online dating app in the Philippines, courtesy of social media platform Facebook, has highlighted the changing landscape in terms of meeting people and establishing relationships. Unlike the face-to-face setup, Pinson said, communicating through dating apps might be more challenging for people who are trying to build relationships. If it is online versus face-to-face, there is a difference. You have limitations, for example, that you cannot fully express yourself through emoticons, Pinson told the Star in Filipino. I mean, how far can emoticons express what you really feel, or even the words that you really say? We use verbal and non-verbal cues. How would you express non-verbal? How far can words express what you feel? She added. At some point, Pinson said, people who meet online would have to meet personally to fully establish their relationships, whether romantically or as friends. They might be having a good relationship online, but when they meet each other, they're confronted with the truth. It does not work, she added. Pinson, however, said it is not totally impossible to develop a good relationship through the internet. Anything can happen, whether it is a face-to-face or online relationship, she said. As to whether the relationship would grow into into something good or something unhealthy, it really depends on both parties, regardless of whether it is online or a face-to-face kind of relationship. Pinson also noted risks in meeting new people online, stressing the need for users to ensure that the person they are talking with accurately represent themselves. She cited reports of rape and assault committed by people the victims met online. During the F8 conference in California last week, Facebook app head Fiji Simo said they have expanded Facebook dating in 14 new countries, including the Philippines. She said the feature was built to be safe, opt-in, and inclusive, noting that finding a romantic partner is an intensely personal matter. And tayo po ay dadato ko na sa ating Women's Affairs at iba pa, hatid sa atin ng ating bagong broadcaster, Shine Beltran.
Go for it, Shine.
Go for it, Shine.
Okay, as Tita Virgie said, I will be reporting on Women's Affairs every week from now on. So in honor of Mother's Day next Sunday and my first time here on the show, this week's Filipina woman will be none other than my mom, Rosemary Beltran, or as most people know her, as Jing. She grew up in Pili in the Bicol region as the oldest of four siblings. She completed a Bachelor's of Science in Engineering from the University of Nueva Cáceres in Naga and also completed papers for a Master's in Computational Finance at De La Salle University. In 2001, she moved from Manila, Philippines to Auckland, New Zealand, leaving behind her husband and a very adorable three-year-old daughter in the hopes of starting a home in New Zealand. Now, on the multiple times that I've asked her how it felt to leave her life in the Philippines behind, she said how challenging it can be to be away from family and live in an unfamiliar environment with a different language. But mm-hmm. she has always credited her success to unrelenting perseverance and a loving family who rallied yes. to support us mm-hmm. through.
Yes. Yes.
Now, since then, she's found success in her career as an engineer. And last year, she gained qualifications as a chartered professional engineer. And that means that aside from being able to practice, she has a quality mark assurance granted by Engineering New Zealand.
Nice.
And to get to this point, apart from finishing a degree in engineering, she had to gain substantial experience in New Zealand to build a portfolio as evidence of her qualifications. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I got to see a lot of her projects around, which yeah. include yes. mm-hmm. The Manukau Harbour Crossing, the nice. Walking and cycling facilities on Beach Road in the Auckland mm-hmm. CBD, mm-hmm. as well as the Waterview Tunnel, which is a very big one for her.
Yes.
She worked as the roading design. She worked on the roading design as a civil engineer. When asked about this particular project, she says that it is inspiring because it is a legacy project.
Yes, definitely.
At the time, mm-hmm. it was the 10th biggest tunneling project in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, as a mother, she always taught me to have pride in myself as a young Filipino woman, that Filipino women and women in general should learn how to share and uplift each other. In her own words, young Filipino women should aspire for harmony, a good dose of challenge to keep one awake, and a life that is not stagnant. Keep mm-hmm. moving, always mm-hmm. have something to look forward to, and build on past experiences and past challenges. Always mm-hmm. hope for good health to carry you forward, and stay grounded by your values and by your beliefs. And she's always encouraged me to be a proud Filipino as well. So
yeah,
always. Fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
And she's the most humble person
she
you
really
can
is,
ever meet, Jean. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got all of that qualifications behind her, but she, you know, she never brag about it. She's so humble.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's she's good in baking, by the way. Oh, making a lot of stuff like bread and yum. Okay, Jan, well done, Jing.
Well done, Jing. Congratulations.
Yes.
And of course, congratulations for bringing into this world a young
of course.
Woman who is definitely following in your footsteps.
Yeah, thank you, Mom.
Maybe not in the engineering department,
engineering, but
she has all your qualities.
Yeah. Medyo maramot lang kasi isa lang eh.
Oo nga eh.
Hindi namihan eh.
Oo, sana may isang lalaki man lang.
Oo.
Ang sinisisi ko dyan eh si Rio.
Okay. Yeah, busy din siguro si Rio.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jing. And I'm glad that we were able to have a chance to feature our own.
Yes.
Firstly, being a Bicolana. And secondly, well, baliktad. Firstly, because she is a Filipina, but secondly, pareha na nga lang yan.
Tamang-tama lang yan.
Ayan. Malapit na namang mag-birthday na tayo, Kuya Cesar.
Yes.
Mayroon pang panahon.
Mayroon pa.
Siyempre pa po, Binabati namin ang lahat ng mga nagse-celebrate ng kanilang birthday ngayong araw na ito. Unang-una na po si Kuya Jun. Binati ko na kanina,
yes.
Kuya Jun Bailon.
Happy birthday, Kuya Jun.
May utang ka.
We missed you.
Ano na nga yung pinapakain niya sa atin? Nakalimutan ko na eh.
Nakalimutan ko na rin. Daming may promising yun.
Kuya Jun, pagtitikipin mo kami uli niya.
Yes.
And syempre pa po dun sa magbe-birthday bukas, mga nakapag-birthday nung nakaraang araw, at yung mga magse-celebrate pa ng kung ano-ano man.
Yes. And of course, from me, happy birthday to my nephews. Grand-nephews actually. Isa si Axel Olvido, or Tio, and of course, Ezra Bentler sa US. Happy birthday sa inyong dalawa. And of course, to Isabel Lees for graduating with
yes.
honors.
Happy graduation.
And of course, congratulations, Helen. And to everyone who's celebrating something special today. Kahit ano man yan. Kahit
yung lahat,
new job, new outfit, new shoes, whatever. I-celebrate nyo yan. Happy lang po tayo.
Yeah. And yun nga, kumu graduation period nga pala ngayon.
Yes.
Yung sa lahat ng mga Pilipino second generation na nag-graduate ng university or high school, congratulations sa inyong lahat.
Yes.
We are very proud of all of you.
Yes, laban lang.
I'd like to greet someone that is very close to me. Happy birthday, my stepson, Andrew. And thank you for accepting me and for being the son we've always wanted. We love you.
Nice.
Shine?
Well, I don't have anyone to congratulate, but...
Your parents, of course.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Congratulations to my parents for having me. And also, advance happy Mother's Day to my mom. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Ayan.
That's pretty.
And happy Mother's Day po sa inyong lahat sa Sunday.
Yes.
Pabatiin po din namin kayo sa Sunday, pero...
Yes.
Pinauunahan na po namin kayo. Yung mga anak dyan na hindi pa nakakaisip kung anong gagawin nilang special sa kanilang mga mothers, meron pa kayong 5 days.
Yes.
O 6 days.
Yes. Tawag lang kayo dito. I-text nyo sa amin kung sinong gusto nyong ipag-greet sa amin and we will greet on air.
Yes.
Greet her on air. Yeah. Sorry.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat na mga nakikinig at ganun din sa aming mga sponsors.
Yes. Ano man, amilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. Daghang kayong salamat sa inyong pagsunod sa among kadasimana nga programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini, saying goodbye for now and see you next week.
Happy birthday, Andrew. We love you.
Thank you for having me po. Thank you very much.
Yes, ayan.
And see you next week, Shine.
Opo, I'll be here.
Awesome. Yes.
Fantastic.
Pakita sa